Aleluya.
Amén.
A Dios sea la gloria.
Miren.
Let's leave from your mind.
You must sound good.
And tell the Lord you belong to him.
You don't have to come to a boy.
All that you are.
It is natural.
All that you have.
Living up your now.
Tell the Lord, Lord, I am yours.
Gamba Mukama, you walk.
And I'm fresh, oh God, I just beg you to receive.
The rams, the long gamba are
please. Tell the Lord, remind God, Lord, remember I am yours.
Judy Samukama, to Mukama, Judy, and you walk.
Talk to God.
You can enter to that.
Tell the Lord, Lord, this morning, open my heart, open my spirit, open my understanding. There's something from you that will change my life. The heart of many people are closed, and they don't know it. So that whatever word they receive, never leave an impact in your lives.
Teach it from wrong way.
You cannot open your heart.
Just so wrong with my
opening of man's heart is of God.
Oh, beg God to
open your heart. Let's pray. To open your heart.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.
I want you to pray for yourself. You are going to command every wicked spirit that travel with you all the time
to
snatch away the word that you receive so that fruits are never born. Pray for yourself and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the wicked spirit that comes standing follows me to snatch away God's word so that year after year I remain barren after hearing God's word. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray. Say, Father, I have been disobedient in the past. I beg you, O God, that you give me the power to obey you. Give me the power, O God, to obey you. Pray for yourself.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you give me the power to obey you.
I want somebody in the congregation to pray. That the brethren will receive the word this morning. I believe that the Lord has put a word on my heart for you. I want somebody in the congregation to pray.
Amen.
Let me sit it.
Let me once.
How many of us are fasting already? I've started the fast. When we come stand here and we are broken, let me say hello, please. Put up your hand if you have started.
Can you come on guru?
Or you have started and you broke already. Put it up where
it's at.
God bless you. Why are we fasting?
Why are you fasting?
We are not fasting because we don't like food.
Did you see what we want to watch our meal?
We are fasting because we are co-workers together with God.
To see what we want to do because we are going.
We love God.
We are going to.
We love our ministry. And there's a way that God has given to us that's what we accomplish. We are telling God we prefer to suffer in order that that word, that burden, that vision may be
accomplished. kuyitwako.
If anybody tells you he doesn't like food, singo mtu agama nchitagana mele. If anybody tells you that fasting is easy,
singa agama nchitagana mele.
Fasting is suffering.
Your
body will feel pain.
You will
feel all discomfort. For some people, they are, it's as if they are sick. For some, it's as if they are collapsing. For some, they have sleepless nights. Some, they feel all sort of hunger. When it comes to hunger, I don't have hunger during fasting. I have a problem with water. And many people have different problems. Despite the discomfort, we tell ourselves, God has given to us something that must be done. There's something that must be done. And we love that thing. And we love the person who has given it more than the suffering we are going through. The Bible says about the Lord Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame. Nobody goes to the cross joyfully. Nobody goes and says, kill me. It is what lies beyond the cross.
It
is what lies beyond the suffering. That makes you say, I will go through the suffering. He who loves suffering for suffering's sake has fallen into a trap of a cart.
They
are cart that they just love to suffer. They can take it. And that was what Paul was. They could cut their body with knives. We don't cut our body to please our God. So that even during a fast, or some of the suffering you go through, God feels it with you. But he says, because of the suffering, this will come to pass in the life of this person. So he permits you to go through it. Then when you reap the fruit of the suffering, you will turn back and thank God that he helped you through the suffering. So in the fast, not because we love to suffer, it's not because we will not feel pain. It's not because we will not lose weight. It's not because we will, our weight will not be, we will not lose our weight. It's not because we will not be dizzy. It's not because people will not look at us and say, you look now like a skeleton. All that will happen. But when finally they will see the vision being accomplished, they will not know that was because of the suffering we went through. The main burden of the fast, the main burden of the fast, is phase 3 of our ministry. We are fasting so that all the believers in our ministry, we believe phase 3 of our ministry. We believe that what God has called us to do in this phase of our ministry. And that phase is that we must have 1 million house churches being led by 1 million disciples who are making disciples. And being a disciple has been clearly established. There are people who are obeying the Petra message and who, as makers of disciples, are teaching others to obey the Petra message. So we are fasting.
So we will see
that we will believe.
We believe
that it is not from Parathiodo.
It's
from God. And if something comes from God, we tell ourselves, woe to us if it is not done. If God tells you to do something, you tell yourself, if it is of God, woe to me if it is not done. So we are fasting,
so truly we will see
to produce people
who
become married to the vision of 1 million house churches of 50 to 100 members being led by disciple makers who are laboring to ensure that everybody in that house church begin to obey the Petra message. And if we begin to do that, we are called disciples. Have we understood part one? If you have understood, put up your hand.
But what should we do?
Because if you have not understood,
what should we do?
The fast will be wasted.
You
will be starving the fast. We are fasting to pray that we believe it is of God. That God has given to us this
power,
and therefore God has committed himself to it. And what God has committed himself to it, if it fails,
will
dishonor God, will insult God, will tell God that he's a liar. And the Bible says God is not a man that he should
lie.
When God says I will do this, there's only one thing that will make it to fail. The human instrument. So we are fasting
so
that the human instrument will believe that it is God who has spoken. That God has said it. That God is committed to it. That God is looking for nothing else from us within the next 5 years. Because first 3 will take 5 years. It's up to 2025. Who has not understood so that I explain? So we are fasting
so to see
that we may believe. So if we had believed,
we were to Kiriza,
there would no need for the fast. If we had believed, if when the words came, we believed it, we
will
not be fasting. And in the fast, we will be overthrowing satanic opposition that make people to doubt God, make people to doubt the existence and servant of God, make people even to doubt the vision that God has given. Because even among us,
they must believe
that people are always saying, can it happen?
There
are those who did not believe that phase one will be accomplished. It was accomplished.
Phase one,
there are those who did not believe that we will become 1 million disciples. We became 3.1. And if they had believed, we may have become 10 million. The commitment of brethren and the commitment of the body of Christ is very poor. It has been found out that the commitment of many believers is around 15%. That if you go to most churches, the people who come for prayer meeting are like 15% of the members. That in people giving to God, it is around 15% of church members who give to God. That the people who are evangelizing, it is around 15% of church members who are evangelizing. That the people who stand behind leadership, there are like 15% of members who stand behind leadership. Therefore,
Rachel,
the goal has not been accomplished.
Because
many people don't believe. I want three people to pray. That this first goal of the fast
will
become written in our hearts. That as we are fasting and praying, when you see your brother, even if that is the only thing you pray for,
when
even if that's the only thing you fast for,
when
you want to
receive
that your brother will believe that God has given to us a goal to have 1 million house churches. You fast and cry out to God that you will believe it.
It
is faith that releases power from God. When a man believes, God, he plugs into God, then the ability of God is released upon that man. When a man believes God, when a man believes God, that's why the Bible,
it's a Bible,
is the word to help us to believe God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. If people could believe without hearing, there may be no Bible.
Why is it
so as you hear and hear and hear, it is intended that you will believe. And he will believe. Connect to God. And he will connect to
God.
I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things with God. Nothing is impossible. He who believes God, a community that believes God, a community that believes that God has spoken, and that when God speaks, God commits himself to it. It's a community that nothing will be impossible to them.
Father, we pray, O God, that the goal of the fast will be written in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we pray that, O God, as we fast, we pray we shall be possessed by this goal, O God, of faith 3. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, of 1 million house churches, O God, of 1 million leaders. But in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, may this be stamped upon our hearts, O King of Kings, and may we be possessed by it, O God, that as we fast and as we pray, O God, that indeed we set out to work Please let it be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.
The second goal of the class. All in our community, we pursue the goal of verse 3. We will not only believe it, we will pursue it, we will labor for its accomplishment. Because faith is proven by your action. The man who believes and does not pay the price to ensure that what he believes come to pass does not believe. So we are fasting that everybody in
Semefa,
we pursue these 1 million house churches. We will labor and run to ensure that 1 million house churches are planted. The leader will labor to ensure that in their localities house churches are planted. The elderly will labor to ensure that in their localities house churches are planted. The women, the men, the children. It's of no use to say I believe.
The
when it comes to action, you are not involved. An uninvolved person does not believe. It's a heavy word for Uganda. For the work in Uganda. Because the commitment level for many believers in Uganda is very poor. The commitment level for many believers in Uganda is very poor. When you put it together, we have less than 10% of brethren who are involved in church planting. In evangelism and and preaching cannot change that. Only God can do it. And those who have given themselves to church planting, God has blessed them. They have planted churches. And the churches are growing. Then those who have not given themselves to church planting and evangelism, something has started happening in their lives. They have started backsliding. Which is what the Santa Cruz prophecy was. Because the Santa Cruz prophecy was clear that we go out to preach, go out to plant churches, we go out, cast out demons, and we are. And that if we do that, there were many promises. But there was also the warning. Those who don't do it, and nations or churches that don't do it, backsliding. That's what is happening. We have seen young people who have just set out to preach. They are emerging. Then those who set out to be passive. Not only have they been stagnant, but they are backsliding in many areas of their life. Because in verse 3, we shall pursue the Santa Cruz prophecy. We shall pursue the Betwa message. That's why during the crusade,
yes,
there are four four the crusade divided into four portions.
The crusade, there's
first of all time just thanking God about the convention and the impact of the whole
convention. Convention.
Then there's a brother who is leading us to pray for the Santa Cruz prophecy. He's a fanatic concerning the Santa Cruz prophecy. He has divided the prophecy into 126 verses. When you ask what is the impact of his life and ministry, he has been able to lead the work under his leadership to close to 100,000 people. Because of the Santa Cruz. Shall we pursue verse 3? So we are fasting to command the bread. So I will live for what God is committed to. We shall live for what God is committed to. If we could hear a word and say like David, once Lord have you spoken, and twice have I heard. Therefore I have heard it. It must be done. There may have been no need for the fast. So God spoke. We believe. Commit ourselves to it. And our commitment is measured by our action. And the action is preach, plant churches, plant house churches, make disciples, obey the major message, and labor to ensure that others obey the major message. Have we understood that part? If you have understood it, put up your hand. Put it up well, please.
Take a moment to launch.
All other things we are handling during the fast,
if you are going to take a moment,
are addition to these two main words.
Just we are going to say something
that you and I will believe.
To go now, let me ask you this.
Number two,
let you believe
that you and I.
To go now, we
pursue it. I want five people to pray. We will pray
together
that we shall pursue. Number two, we will pursue the goal of verse 3, which is simply 1 million house churches. Led by 1 million people who have obeyed the Metua message and who are helping others to obey the Metua message. A disciple maker is not somebody who has people around him or her. They are there for a purpose. They will pursue a vision. We must get dissociated from activities. We should get dissociated from activities. and become committed to what God is committed to. In verse 3, when we have the minister assistant retrieval by
Theodore,
he said leadership in verse
3
will be leading with wealth, riches. Wealth in the knowledge of God, material wealth,
etc.
And leadership in verse 3 is for what? To help us accomplish the vision. Therefore, the wealth of God will be released in the hands of all who are committed to ensure that the vision is accomplished. So you are going to see something happen in verse 3. You will soon see nobodies marching, having massive wealth in their hands, having a massive number of people behind them, only because of one thing, because they are pursuing the goal. They are pursuing the vision. He who gives himself to pursue the vision God has given has opened his hand to receive the wealth God will give.
I was at the
different.
I want to return.